The guy's been in the organization for a long time coming, gets the job, unloads one of the worst contracts, and the writing on the wall says that this is a bad idea. Someone's even still paying his contract years later. Then there ends up being making moves. It ends up being a disaster with one of the worst bullpens in baseball with what you put in it, three guys of $108 million. Let one of your best guys that's ever been to the organization walk to join the Yankees to have MVP type numbers, including a batting title in the Mickey Mouse year. 12 free agents of $281.5 million combined for a 2.7 war. And why is it that April comes around in 2021, the guy decides to resign rather than him being canned? How are you doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres at Colin Strikes here, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. And today I'm going to review the Jeff, that was it, Bridges resigning of the Colorado Rockies. This is a Colorado Rockies GM who, unfortunately, he just had a lot of things go by his way. And my thought is, cue the music. So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. You were canned after you traded Nolan Arenado. Come on, really? One of the best defensive third basemen in all of MLB. Offensively, one of the best. You could argue Colorado, but Nolan Arenado as a whole, a top three third baseman in all baseball. And you sign him to a big extension. And okay, you're going to pay about a quarter of contract while the Cardinals take him, but you get nothing back in advance. Really? You had to sweat the money? Were you concerned about budgeting? Like, what the hell's going on there? That's just something I can't fathom. I really can't. It pains me. I just don't understand it. That was your golden boy. It really was. But, oh, it gets much worse. It gets much, much worse. So I'm kind of wondering why resign in April, but let's just go on and let's just review what the hell's been going on in the Colorado Rockies organization and clubhouse. So what we got here is you're going to have part of the analytics team double as clubhouse managers. I mean, double agents. Are you just being cheap? Maybe you got to sell the beers for a dollar more a piece. Like, what the hell's going on? I just don't get it, but it's usually never good. You have people, you hire them, you have them stick to that role. Now, the puzzling pieces, I think, where you let DJ LeMahieu and Adam Ottavino walk in free agency, both to join the Yankees. But DJ LeMahieu was one of the best contact hitters in all of baseball, and he wasn't appreciated. He signed a two-year, $24 million contract, and he was originally supposed to be a backup role or a utility role. He ended up playing third base, second base, and first base regularly, became one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball at a better stage when everyone goes, oh, well, it's Colorado. And you're telling me that the Colorado Rockies couldn't have given him 4 years and made him one of their franchise greats? You could have had number 26, well, if that was his number over there, you could have had his number retired in Coors Field. But he decided not to do it. 2 years, $24 million. For the money that's been going out, let me review. Let's see. $108 million spent on Jake McGee, Wade Davis, Brian Shaw. Needless to say, none of those guys did very well. Brian Shaw's 2 years in Colorado, his ERA was pushing six. Six. High five ERA for a relief pitcher. A guy that's being paid good money to do so. Not great. Not good. Adam Ottavino, I like him. I don't know why the Yankees didn't like him. But I think he was definitely a good fit there, having him walk. Now, listen, for the relief pitcher trend and what was going on with those three guys I just mentioned, I'm going to give that one a pass. But DJ LeMahieu walking seems to be one of the worst decisions the organization has ever made, period. And so what's really going on now is what's going to go on to the Stars now. John Gray, this is his walk year. And Trevor Story, also his walk year. You're going to have somebody in there capable, and you're going to have to go full launch rebuild. I don't think anyone's going to eat the contract of Charlie Blackmon, But everybody else, you're going to have to try and find a home and actually start to rebuild and rebuild right. Outside John Gray, you haven't had good pitching to go there in quite a while. Rick has two, and Jansen, I'll give you that. Freeland, he's been up and down. He's on the injured list right now. We go from there. So a couple of things to go on about what's happened in recent history for the Rockies. They lose the 2017 wild card game against the Diamondbacks, and they win against that phenomenon with the Cubs, and they get swept by the Brewers. Okay, you're in contention. 2019, you go 71-91. You're thinking, okay, what's going on? And in 2020, okay, 60 games. I'm going to give every team a pass in here because there's some teams that went all in. There's some teams that were saying, listen, I want to keep following the process. Some people are like, hey, it's only 60 games. Let's play hard and let's go all in as necessary. It was a very interesting year. Now, I don't think it's going to be comparable to a 162-game season or anything close to it. But I just think that I can't judge somebody based on what was going on. It's like, listen, if you want to tank in 2020 and 60 games, there's no fans in the stands. It's hard to tank in baseball because come July, when you sell all your players, you still got to fill the seats. If it's a football team, you only got a handful of games to sell tickets to. And you got great ratings. These baseball teams, you're not going to – if you only got two good guys in the lineup, are you going to turn the channel on if they're doing bad? I don't know. I'd have to really think about that one. So the one good thing they did do was they traded Troy Tulowitzki, and the Blue Jays really, really regret that one. All his injuries, and I think this is his last year they pay him, or last year was, but they had to pay him a lot of money. So that was actually smart. The big flop here, again, 17 free agents. A total payroll of $281.5 million. A combined wins above replacement of 2.7. You could have re-signed DJ LeMahieu, and I think he would have given you a WAR of 3+. Isn't that sad? Now, I think if you're going to fire a guy, you fire him after the Nolan Arenado trade. So there's not a lot of players that want to, I guess, discuss about what's going on. But Arenado was talking to a couple people. I think it was for a Denver News Report. And apparently, Arenado and the GM did not get along. He goes, listen, the man is very disrespectful. And when you tell a guy in baseball, when you got to play a lot of games at home, on the road, you know what I mean? It's dozens and dozens of games. And when you say, oh, you're staying here, and then it's like rumor says that he's got an offer and he's not sure if he should take it or not. There's a lot of guys you got to worry about. And this is the one sport where I think chemistry matters the most. You got a half a year of guys being in the same environment, same locker room, same hotel arrangements, same buses, same planes, everything. You got to deal with this type of environment. Not saying that you got to, you know, be best friends with the guy, but still, you sit next to the guy, you eat breakfast with them, you share the same locker room and shower together. You got to be better than that. So I've talked to a couple Rockies fans, and they're actually very upset. With the division the way it's going now, you got the powerhouse Dodgers. You got the Padres that came out of nowhere, and they're all in. The Giants are playing above expectations right now. It's near the end of April. But right now, it's looking good for them. I think they're playing very well. And I think next year, with all the cap space they're saving, we shall see. They might actually surprise some people. And the Diamondbacks, they're a weird team because one year they're in it, and 2 years down the line, you might be like, oh, well, I guess you're here. So anyways, that is one of the most interesting divisions in all of sports, I think. In baseball, I definitely think it's a top two. So with that being said, where are the Rockies going to go from here if they got to start from scratch? you're going to have to trade Trevor Story because you're going to get the absolute most value out of him. And if you didn't want to pay Nolan Arenado, you're certainly not paying Trevor Story. And if you don't think John Gray is going to be, the asking price nowadays is going to be crazy. If it's about $100 million to, for John Gray, I think it's somewhere between $100 and $160 million, depending on the years, because that's just starting pitcher market at the moment. If you don't want to pay that either, you have to trade him at the deadline. Again, full rebuild. And what tools do you have to do it? Get your prospects back. See if you could find a couple, diamonds in the rough. And you have to go about business. This isn't just about selling beers and, selling tickets. There's much more than this. And I've been out to the area, and it's a nice place. It's a nice ballpark. But at the end of the day, where if you're a fan at home, a guy who's at a table or at a desk reviewing sports, or if you're a fan, you want good players there. And right now, it just doesn't seem like they're doing their part. Something's got to change, and they got to figure it out. Top to bottom, this just looks bad. But guess what? I say this to everybody. I say this to every fan base. You have the tools in front of you. You drive the bus. And you could certainly shut me up. You got the tools, you can act, and you could do something about it. And I take my losses with grace. And that's all I got. I hope everybody enjoyed this one. This was a fun one making it. I love doing the notes and everything. And if you're a Colorado Rockies fan, if you want to see improvement, I say I give it 3 years. And I think compared to what I'm seeing here, I think that's very fair. Respect the process. Although, sorry if I'm beating the dead horse. This is AJ Torres, Sakon Strikes, courtesy of